Recently, I've been thinking a lot about what we hear and what we listen to. I'm an artist interested in sound, in making sound as art, and in creating music. You would think that I have a lot of thoughts and things to say about what we hear and what we listen to. But strangely, I really don't. I know that I hear and I know that I listen, but what catches my attention? Why? How do I know when I'm hearing and when I'm listening? What is the change in me between these states? Where do I even begin to ask questions about something that has become such an intimate part of my life that I don't even think about why or how it's there? I remember when I was a young teenager that I became very ill and lost the hearing in one of my ears for about 2 weeks. I remember many feelings from that time. Mostly, I remember feeling like half of my body had been removed from the existence of my life, that in order for me to hear what anyone was saying or to hear the ambient noise around me, to place myself in that noise, I needed to approach the world with the operative ear leading. Kind of like walking sideways. That means I would say things like, talk to this side of me so I could hear you, or walking, being super aware that something could be happening beside me or behind me that I just simply could not perceive. At some point after about a week of being deaf, I felt that I started to imagine what things sounded like on the side of my body that I couldn't actually hear. It made me feel a little better, sort of, but incomplete, definitely. After 2 weeks, my hearing returned, and it was like being let out of a cave or taking off a helmet. When I was an even younger child, I remember having a really bad dream where I screamed out rather loudly. My mom and dad appeared at my bedroom door, very concerned. My dad asked me, "What's the matter?" I told him I was hearing what sounded like bells and buzzes, and that it was really scary and that it kept me from sleeping. I wanted him to make it stop. He said I probably had water in my ears from the bath I had taken earlier. He seemed to be right, as over time the strange buzzing, ringing, and tinkling sounds I was hearing drifted away as if water were draining from a recently unclogged drain. This is all to say that your ears are sensitive little things, and they can hear both what is in the world, but to some degree what is happening within our bodies. Most of us can hear our hearts beating if we cover our ears in a certain way. Or we can hear our joints crack, or our stomachs growling, or our stomachs doing worse things. I became aware that I may have damaged my sense of hearing as a young adult. I was a punk rock musician at the time who didn't wear any protection for my ears, at least initially. The result of that was me hearing this near-constant high-pitched ringing, medically called tinnitus. Sometimes the drone would drown out what people were saying, where I would just nod my head and agree or ignore them altogether. At some point, you become used to this drone and you try to listen through it or read people's lips, or, like when I was a child, just imagine what things sound like. What I imagine may or may not have been real. I'm an older man now who takes way better care of himself. Because of that, my tinnitus has significantly reduced, and I think I'm able to hear better, maybe as well as I could when I was younger. What is it about sound, about hearing and listening, that I find so fascinating? I made a soundwalk recording in Hoboken, New Jersey sometime during 2014, most likely in the spring. Recently, I heard this recording again after many, many years. While I listened to the recording, I began to remember what it felt like, exactly where it was, where I made the recording, what was going on, the temperature of the day, and what I thought so interesting about what I had recorded. There was a rhythm to what was going on around me. Children running and playing, a wind rustling in the leaves, traffic, grown-up voices telling the children what to do, children cooing in response to all of it, probably. New York City in the far distance, because that city is never ever quiet, even in the middle of the night. The rhythm of the scene is something, I believe, that I've constructed on my own. But it was the way that I was able to hear it that constructed that rhythm. Meaning, how these sounds struck my body and what the position of my body was when I heard them created the rhythm to which I perceived them. If I had gone to Hoboken with the ability to only hear out of one ear, the scene sounds way different. And in many ways, the recording that I made on the cell phone, which I no longer have, had rendered a representation of what I heard in a similar manner to which the camera I have discussed previously re-represents the image I intended to capture. It's fascinating to me the mental image I have of that afternoon in Hoboken. That was now about 6 years ago. I feel I remember it so vividly, as if listening to this recording transforms me into a ghost able to haunt that place and time. I think my imagination is very powerful. However, there's a limit. I can't listen to what isn't there in the recording. And if I can't hear it in the recording, then, hypothetically, I can't really imagine it. But I do know New York City is in the distance, not far from where I was standing, and I know that that place always sounded like New York City. And thinking about it, yes, I'm able to mix the two sounds together in my mind. To hear something is to be surrounded by it. At the moment, I'm surrounded by audio of an online media space. I've logged in there just to be there. There's a conversation amongst my colleagues that is in the space around me, even though I'm not really paying attention to it. But to be surrounded by that sound feels somehow normal, like today is a normal work day, even though I've been forced to work in quarantine for about a month now. It is interesting how being surrounded by sound makes me feel normal, or some sense of normalcy. To listen is to be able to focus your attention on a particular sound, to be able to identify characteristics about that sound, its communicative attention, if any, its rhythm, the distance it is away from you, whether or not it is moving, and whether or not you are moving away from it. We constantly shift between hearing and listening, but we shift not because only of the communicative qualities of sound, but also how sound positions ourselves in a specific space. If we aren't able to hear, we'll attempt to use another bodily faculty to position ourselves until we can't, and maybe panic happens there. But it makes me want to sit in one of those sensory deprivation chambers to find out how I would feel. I've never done it before. We don't only hear things outside of us. We also hear ourselves, our imagination, our bodies. Perhaps identifying rhythm is one way we, in our bodies, make sense out of what we are listening to. Because sound on its own does not have a rhythm. We give sounds rhythm. I find the rhythm of the world fascinating, but I'm also fascinated by how my body creates that beat.
Yep, whatever.